Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, Sign of Wisdom and Strength.
The gospel today is the story of Jesus and the temple money changers. Jesus said, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." He was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered he had said this, and they came to believe the scripture and the words Jesus had spoken. And from the second reading, brothers and sisters, Jews demand signs and Greeks look for wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block for the Jews and foolishness for Gentiles, but to those who are called, Jews and Greeks alike, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. These are words of good news. We spend approximately the first 35 years of our life trying to get smarter and stronger. Then, hopefully, we spend the rest of our years looking for wisdom, that is, what makes sense. What does it take to succeed? How do I get along with those around me? What is it going to be like when I get old? What is it like to die? Google all these questions and you will have thousands of ideas of what they mean, and you will end up exhausted and confused. Our ancient Hebrew spiritual ancestors thought they must placate God. But Jesus did that for us once and for all. We need to understand that to be fully alive. So Jesus says in today's gospel, "Destroy this temple, and in three days I will raise it up." It is only after Jesus returns to the Father and the disciples have received the Holy Spirit that they will begin to understand the words and actions of Jesus. Birth leads to death, and death leads to resurrection. Three major events with episodes of great happiness, episodes of great pain, and episodes of just moving along in life. But however we look at all these events, we see that they are a series of interruptions between birth and death. We can choose to use them for good, or we can waste them. But in both readings today, we see God's power through Christ to move from life to death to complete and eternal happiness. This is pure faith given to us by the Spirit, and no human wisdom and no human strength is capable of giving this. All our human wisdom and strength, if we listen to the Spirit, is for the service of love and care right where we are right now. That is literally by the grace of God through the work of the Spirit. Don't just wonder about your conscience. Use it.